Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. I know all of you are wondering, oh my God, where have you been? Where have the episodes been for the last 2 weeks? If you're not already following my social media, you know that my computer broke. So that's one of the reasons why I've not been here, and we'll talk about the rest after this. Make sure you guys are checking me out on social media. That really helps and helps get my episode out there. I'm on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, TikTok, The Hair Healer, and on Facebook, Colleen Dixon. Though half of us don't really use Facebook anymore, that's kind of I'm interested, and I've been thinking a lot what's going to happen with Facebook. But nevertheless, if you follow me on TikTok, which is the big future, I drop usually every day some sort of astrology video of what is happening with the current transits and blah, 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 blah. That's what I was doing while I wasn't recording. So let's get into, again, where have you been? If you know on social media, last week, about a week and a half ago, my computer broke. But the week before that, I want to talk about that a little bit. I did nothing. I was in this feeling, this wake up where, and I'm in it still a little bit today, so I'm being honest. But 2 weeks ago, I was depressed, right? It was a weird thing. It was like as Mercury, it started to enter Cancer, and that started to bring a lot of the moon. I started to align my mind and my heart, right, and my body, and I realized that certain things were not lining up with that. And so I don't really know how it began, but it was Tuesday, and I was doing someone's hair. This is 2 weeks ago, and I would have dropped an episode. And all of a sudden, I was driving, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't feel happy. I feel like really depressed, and I had no reason to. I have no reason to. My life is really beautiful right now. I had no reason to feel depressed, and it was getting me. And so I was just like, okay, you know what? Sorry, that's my coffee. You know what? I'm just not going to do anything. I'm not going to force it, right? And oftentimes, and I myself have been like that, when we don't feel happy, when we're not feeling positive emotions in some sort of way, we either want to create chaos, which I did not, or we don't necessarily want to accept what we are feeling. And for me, that's a lot of me. I was resisting it, right? I was resisting the feeling of just not being happy. And the universe was saying, hey, Colleen, guess what? You don't have to be happy 24/7. That is something we have to understand. And oftentimes when we're resisting it, it makes it worse. Instead of just saying, hey, I don't know why I'm not feeling happy today or the next day. But I'm just going to accept it. I'm just going to accept it. And that's part of the feeling of getting past something, of gaining your strength back and taking away the strength of an emotion is accepting it and realizing it. And this was all part of, you know, we have Mars moving into Virgo, which we're going to talk about. But Mars has been in Leo in my 12th house. The 12th house is the house of self-undoing, isolation. It's where we see our shadows. It's where that we see the underside of us that we aren't necessarily happy or love. And with Mars and Leo in that, it tends to bring out things in me where I really learned how I was my own worst enemy in many ways. I'm telling you, July beat me up. This Mars and Leo, and we're going to talk because Mars has moving into Virgo very, very soon in the next 24 hours, I think. And then I wrote it down in the next 24 hours. Virgo, but with that, Leo rules the sun. The sun rules our ego, our source, but really we see the ego. So having Mars in there, wherever Leo is in your chart, really woke some things up, really showed you, right? Mars, again, is a malefic planet, so it tends to, you know, bring us the shadow side of things that we don't always like to see, but that's just as important as the planets like Jupiter. And with that, I gained so much about myself, especially because Venus was also in Leo. And now Venus is moving in Virgo, is in Virgo. We'll talk about that too. But with Venus, the planet of love, friendship, and it was there with Mars, I really saw a lot about myself. A lot. I know I've said that a million times, but it was definitely hard. And I saw a lot about myself in relationships. You know, I'm dating this guy and it's been wonderful, but in the last month, it was about me and how do I... Ruin is not the right word because I did not ruin anything. We're wonderful. I don't ruin anything. But how do I self-sabotage myself in relationships? What do I do that are unhealthy patterns that are kind of crazy? And that got brought up, particularly mentally, where I am my own worst enemy. and also, and where a lot of things that came up too, and came up with this podcast and the work and all the other social media stuff I do and the astrology, is where is my energy most beneficial? That's what you need to ask yourself. Right now, the world is so demanding for all of us, not just me, right? We feel like we got to keep up on social media and our friends there. We got to go to work. We got to do this. Everyone has instant access to us. So people want to know, why aren't you answering me right away? Why aren't you doing this right away? Why aren't you doing that right away? So we have to start to get choosy and picky about who do we give our energy to. You know, that was a lot of me. And for me, it was more not just people, but also projects. You know, I'm doing a lot right now and I still feel a little unsettled just in life. And what is worth my time and value? And what is it? And what things, and we can all look at this, am I doing out of ego, out of pleasure, and not from a heart space, not from a loving heart space? That's really what came up. So it was a learning curve, like we all have, you know? And I think I've said on this podcast, I don't have bad days, and I didn't have a bad week that week. I was just having feelings of depressed and not feeling like my normal, oh my God, here I am. Like, no matter what's happening, I'm still this bubbly thing. And to a degree, that is it. But to the other degree, I had to accept that that's how I feel. Now, I'll tell you this, and this is very Venus moving into Virgo, where it's in its fall and in its downhaul. And I have a Virgo rising, so it's hitting my house of self and me and everything. And Venus, one of the things that rules is creative endeavors. I have been all day yesterday, the day before, I'm like, I just don't feel creative anymore. I don't know. I was like, I just don't feel like I have this spark like I always did. And I was talking to the Capricorn moon about that. And the first thing he said was, stop dwelling on it. And it kind of reminded me of what I just said to you guys about accepting an emotion of feeling sad, depressed, whatever. He's like, what do you think you're doing just sitting here dwelling? Like, I don't feel creative. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to take. I don't feel inspired. That's a big thing. I'm like, I don't feel inspired. He's like, okay, well, we live moment to moment. We have day to day. So, oh, well, go with it when you do feel inspired. If you don't feel inspired today, don't dwell on it and think that you're going to not be inspired forever, because that's what I do. I know that if I feel that, I'm like, oh, this is never, even like I know, but my dramatic self to a degree will be like, oh, my God. This isn't ever blah, 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 blah. So I woke up this morning. I'm doing this recording on a morning instead of a night, because usually by night I'm too exhausted. So I'm trying to switch out my schedule. And today I'm feeling pretty creative, better than I did yesterday. And so let's talk about jump into Venus in Virgo. What does Venus rule? Venus rules our love, creative endeavors, friendship, pleasure, joy. When it goes into Virgo, believe it or not, it's in its downfall. And oftentimes it's in its downfall, they say, because you're in Mercury's world, and there's a big separation between Venus, the heart and the love, and Mercury, the mind. How oftentimes do we meet someone, and this isn't general, and then all of a sudden our heart is feeling for them, but our mind is like, no, 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 no. Or vice versa. Your heart is, you know, no, 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 but your mind, or your heart, yes, 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 but your mind is still trying to analytically find something. So over this time, if you're in a partnership, if you're in a relationship, you might be extra picky, right? You might be extra picky with their partner. You might find things that annoy you. You might always say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Trying to control their movements. All of a sudden you're seeing stuff and you're like, oh my God, because Mercury being in, particularly in Virgo, right? Mercury rules both Virgo and Gemini, but Virgo is the overanalyzer. It's like the real, like it's the earth sign. It's like the real perfectionist. It's trying to make sure that you and everyone in your life is perfect to your own mental standards, which you know is impossible. So you're going to find yourself maybe doing that, or maybe even craving more of a mental connection with a partner if you don't already have that. You might say, hey, I actually need this mental connection, and we need to figure out how to get it done and how we can get back to that, because that's important to me. But remember, when you're looking at someone and you're looking in to find out what's wrong with them, you will always find something. No matter what it is, if you're looking for something, you will find something. And it might not always be what you want to hear, you know, and may not. So there's going to be a lot of, if you're single, it goes the same way. You might all of a sudden be like, ugh, no one is matching up. not unlike anyone. No one is matching up. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't look that way. You might find yourself extra picky. But in the, you know, there's a good and bad to everything. On the other side of that, you might be, you might normally not be picky, and you should be. And this time you're picking someone because you're actually really detailed. You're really going through, you know, the pros and cons list of this person, if that makes sense. No major hair changes during this time, Venus and Virgo. And why? Because, you know, you can do the same thing, right? Do what you're, and listen, you can have a major change. You can have a major change. Your astrology chart might line up that that works well, but it's only a few weeks, and it's suggested because when you're in Virgo, right, you might overanalyze it. You might think the next time, like, I want this. And then the next day be like, oh my God, that's not what I had in my head. That's not what I described. That's not what I'm going here. That it just doesn't always turn out the way you thought it would. Or again, you get such a dramatic change, and you just don't like it. You're just like, that's not me. So during this time for hair, like, it's recommended to stick with something that you're kind of used to, something new or something that is a little bit more shabby chic, very Virgo-esque, we could say, with that. So remember that you can find something wrong in anything if you look hard enough. But also, if you're feeling a little stuck, a little stall on projects, on work, on where to go, this is happening too. And Venus Virgo, it kind of just feels like, I don't know which way to go. And I think it's important, and again, I think I'm saying this for myself, to just allow to be in that space and not, and stop resisting it, stop fighting it, allow it to be where it is. And that will then, it's almost like you're surrendering, and then you can move forward when you surrender. You know, I wrote this down last week or the week before when I was going to do the episode. Am I in the shift? We're always currently in the shifts, or am I resisting the shift? Think about that today. Are you in the shift? Are you allowing the shift to happen? Are you resisting it by not accepting it, by dwelling on it like I was doing, by thinking, oh my God, thinking this, thinking that? Because remember, every single thing in life shifts and changes. So last week when we had, last weekend starting, we had Mercury squared Uranus, and my computer died. It just died. It started making this crazy loud noise, and then it got onto its screen that's not the desktop. I don't know what it's called. And shout out to my baby daddy Matt, because he fixed it. I thought I was going to have to buy a new one, and so did he. So I gave it to him. Tried a few things, and he's like, hey, I got to order a couple parts. Let me order it and then see if this works. If not, you got to get a computer. Hallelujah, it worked. He got it fixed, but I lost every one of my files. I lost my old podcast stuff that was only saved on my computer. My road coaster, all the season 2 stuff is all saved on my road coaster, but I lost a lot of pictures, and that's a lesson. Instead of being like, annoyed or instant whatever, yes, of course I am, but that's a lesson for me because I don't necessarily take the best care of my stuff. I don't know how my computer happened, but I backed nothing up. Nothing. Right? Again, Mercury squared Uranus. You can't change. You know, I can't change that. And I should have known, especially during that transit. Hey, and from now on with this computer, back things up. Put extra things on a file. And especially when we're doing some sort of, if there's a Mercury transit going on, that's not pleasurable, that's not a good one, back your shit up. I can promise you that, because that is exactly what happens, especially during Mercury retrograde. Don't worry, we got a while. We have to fall till the next one, so I'm not jumping into that. So yeah, that's really what has been happening these last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I've really missed having my episodes, but It was a killer. It was a killer for me. I'm back though, baby. I'm back. I'm trying to figure out which direction to take everything. It's weird. I noticed with all my clients, we're all feeling this. 2020, we lost everything, right? You know, we lost our identities in many ways. We went into a totally different sort of hole. And 2021 is sort of rebuilding that and where we are now. But with that rebuilding comes these senses of feeling lost, not feeling, knowing what direction, not feeling settled. And even though I'm back in the salon, nothing yet quite feels settled for me. You know, it doesn't feel like, okay, this is going to be the grounded path for a little bit. I still feel as very like I have no idea which grounded path or how to ground my path or which path it's going as I did all year. I'm a little bit more together and But I still feel unsettled, and I don't know if that's just the general energy right now, because we still have no idea I think that we're out of COVID almost, you know, at least we're headed on our way out, but it could go, you know, we're all in this sort of limbo state of who we are and our essence of who we are and what we want to do. So I don't think I'm alone in that, because all my clients, a few of them, particularly this week, as Venus has moved in, you know, it's making us all a little bit analytical and depressed. As Venus has moved in there, it's like, what am I doing? Where am I going? What's life about? What's the next step? I don't know. Because we want to plan these things out when we know very well all we have is today, and that tomorrow something could change our entire path, the entire course of our path, and we have no idea what that's going to be. So that's the feeling with that. So let's get a little bit talking into the transit that's happening today, and we'll feel it until about Saturday. That's a pretty big transit. Is Mars in Leo, and it's getting ready to get out of Leo, opposite Jupiter in Aquarius. So as you know, Jupiter for the last 2 months moved in to Pisces, where it will be for most of 2022. So we got a little taste of Jupiter in Pisces, the water sign. It was freer, it was beautiful, and now it's retrograde back into Aquarius, where with Saturn, where it's been since December, and it will be there until December again. So we might also feel a little bit more, we felt more free-flowing, we felt more open, we felt more hope and growth in our faith, and we might all of a sudden, Jupiter, you know, it's still in Saturn's sign, it's not debilitated like it is in Capricorn, but it still has this little bit of a restriction feeling around it, so some restrictions on emotions, on things like that, but with Mars and Leo opposite Jupiter, it perfects tomorrow, fight or faith, right? Are we fighting or faith? I almost said, are we faithing? Are we fighting or are we having faith in the divine? And that could be with our personal life. That could be with our innermost self. That could be with our family. What are we doing? Are we choosing to fight? Or are we choosing to have faith? And are we fighting the faith, right? So many times I think some people have given up on God, on spirituality, on anything greater than yourself, right? It can be anything. Sometimes when life gets hard, you give up on it a little bit, right? And then when life's in trouble, you know, we got someone like robbing our house and a gun to your head. Hopefully that doesn't happen. But, you know, all of a sudden we want to pray, right? When we're in it, we want to pray and we want in those moments. And yes, 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 yes. But we want to fight it all the other times for whatever reason. You know, maybe we feel shunned from something. Maybe we don't feel like, you know, the universe is taking care of us in the ways we should have, other ways like that. So really dig deep and say, hey, where is my faith? Am I running off of my show, my ego, my doing whatever I want, right? Mars and Leo? Or am I showing up for my faith and putting in the work for my faith and my spirituality and really understanding that that is really how we gain, how we get out of whatever situation and how we gain consciousness, how we awaken? Do we have faith? You know, so look in your life right now, and where do you feel like you don't have faith in, and where do you feel like your spiritual practice might be lacking? And when I say spiritual practice, it doesn't mean you need to go into the church and sit in the pew. That's fine. You can do that and pray, but get out in nature, right? Pray to Mother Nature, pray to the universe, pray to something, get up every day and do something better for yourself and don't fight it. So that's one of the things that might be coming up. You know, it also is a time where we can really see where exactly we're mentally strong at, you know, and where we feel defeated, big feelings of defeat. And again, when it comes to Jupiter, in the end, the lesson is always to find the faith, to have the faith, to believe in the faith, you know. And so many times in my life did I not think something was going to work out, but I gave it up to God, I gave it up to whomever, and it worked out. So there's going to be a lot of cases with that during this time. Also, I'm asking you, this is not a good time to fight. This is, again, this is not a transit. This might be somewhere all of a sudden you might have, like, depending on where Leo and Aquarius is in your chart and what natal planet you have in there, this might be a little bit of a fighting time of emotions. Anytime you have Mars and Jupiter, there can be, if there is negative feelings, if there isn't any sort of fighting feelings, Jupiter is going to enhance it. Right? Enhance it. And then with Saturn on there, though, it might kind of hold you back and restrict you. Or all of a sudden, Saturn lets go, right? Of Jupiter's hold. And then boom, you know, boom, there's the big fight or flight or whatever it is. So, you know, this is also a good time to put the work in, right? To see this transit, where you need to put the work in with your faith, where you need to put the work in with your body, your soul. What do you need to do to get to the next level? What's holding you back? What do you need to get to the next level? Well, you know what you need? You need faith. You need faith. And it's so hard, and I'm saying that again. So many times I say things on here, and it's because I need to hear it as well. Because, my journey right now to where I am with this podcast and where I am with everything else in my life is very beautiful, but I can feel myself feeling this lack of faith. And when I feel this lack of faith, it feels like a void inside me. And when I feel the void, I want to fill the void with not so wonderful things, right? It's temporary things. And when I mean that, I mean things like attention, attraction, right? The things that are feel good temporarily, but they don't actually permanently or really take over the void. They don't fill that. In my experience of many years of practicing this, of many years, spending many years totally sober, spending many years doing this, is that what has filled me the most is when I am in service helping someone and when I am filled with faith. When I am consciously every day, you know, growing a relationship with the divine. Not with someone else, not with another person, but with the divine. And the divine is in all of us. And when I am working on the relationship with the divine and filling the void with the divine, I'm working on myself. And I am learning how I am also the divine and how I can be one with the divine. So, whew, that was a good episode. Again, I always do, sometimes when I feel like I'm all over the place and only because I haven't done one in 2 weeks and I have all these notes from last week and this week and what's going on with me, I was like, okay, here we go. Not sure how this episode's going to go. Maybe I'll do the Gemini ramble, but I think you guys picked up on things. So again, the next couple of days, they might be a little tough. Avoid some arguments, but really figure out what way can you bring faith back into your life? You know, what way can you practice a relationship with the divine? All it takes is 10 minutes, honestly. 10 minutes of meditation, 10 minutes of prayer, 10 minutes of going in the garden and digging. And doing mantras and doing meditation when you're digging. I don't know why that one. Someone must have needed to hear this on the podcast on that part, because I don't normally talk about that and I don't garden, but it just came to my mind. So that is a good one to get, especially, you know, I ground myself in nature. I put my feet in the yard. I put it in the stream. But if you're a gardener, really, really work with the plants. That's a connection to the divine. Dig your hands in there. Realize how you are one with earth, one with the divine. You know, take 2 seconds to pray. And if you say, who am I praying to? Who knows who you're praying to? Pray to anyone. Pray to the universe. Pray to someone that's listening. Do something today. That is the awakening today. Do something to strengthen your relationship with the divine. With the divine right now. That's what we need. We need that relationship. That's the end of my episode, I think, today. We'll get back. Again, we're back to it. I'm getting my interviews back and starting to get them lined up for August, September, for the fall. I know that this creative stop will happen probably as soon as Venus moves out of Virgo and into Libra, where it's one of its home signs. But for now, you know, again, the big transit this week is going to be Mars in Leo opposite Jupiter in Aquarius. So this would also be a good time to get disciplined with not only your faith, which is what we just talked about, but get disciplined with working out, with exercise, with a sport, with something like that. You know, this is a good time for that. So let me shut up and let you guys enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you all have a fabulous, fabulous day. If you're listening to this while driving, take a couple moments when you're done and somehow gain some sort of connection, you know, with the divine out there. Again, whether it's saying, hey, divine, I'm here. Thank you for allowing me to wake up today and allowing me to have a good day, and please bless whatever happens tomorrow. It could be something as simple as that, but just gain some sort of connection. All right. I love you guys. All you all are amazing. I miss doing these episodes. Please, 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 please share this with someone. Follow me on social media. Do whatever you need to do. Just get this episode out there. Get all of it. Get my show out there, please. You guys really are. That's really how I'm gaining a lot of new listeners. I had someone who last week was said, oh, my therapist reached out and gave me your podcast. And I think she said her therapist, someone. I said, oh my God, that's, you know, and you really helped me so much. And that's, again, why I do this. Every time someone tells me those messages, how I help them, that strengthens my connection with the divine, because then I say, okay, I'm doing my work here. I'm doing the divine's work. One of my jobs here, sent here, is to help people find themselves, find spirituality inside themselves, and live authentically. You know, that's some of my purposes that I know I'm here on this earth for. So that's it. Have a fabulous day. Thank you, everyone, for your support. I love you all, and goodbye. We'll be right back.